Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this the quintessential countdown song?
Well, the final countdown is the quintessential countdown song.
No.
But this is right along with it, just maybe a half step below.
I've disqualified that rancid song that you mentioned. Idaho lawmakers have approved a bill which would allow prisoner executions by firing squads. Yesterday, the Idaho state legislature passed it with a veto-proof majority to reinstate a firing squad as the backup method. Bill now headed to the Idaho governor. He previously supported the death penalty. Other supporters say the death sentences currently are ineffective in the state because they have been unable to get the drugs needed to carry out lethal injections. This has come up many times over the last few years in the states where they have death penalty. The problems with medications and potentially causing excruciating pain and the legality of it, let alone the morality of it. How many states, by the way, consider using firing squads for executions? Currently now, Dave Harrigan, you have, did you look and see how many states have firing squads for executions in this country?
I think I heard the number yesterday.
Mississippi, Utah, Oklahoma, and South Carolina all have laws. South Carolina judge has put the state's firing squad law on hold with a lawsuit challenging the method. Idaho previously had a firing squad for executions, by the way. It adopted this in 1982, the year I was born, by the way. Never used it. That option was removed from state law in 2009 after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a method favoring more commonly used legal injections. You had Idaho last year. They could not execute a convicted murderer because the death warrant expired due to a lack of lethal injections. We differ on this, correct? I think as much as I am conflicted on this, and I will fully admit I'm greatly conflicted on this because we have a justice system which can fail. We also have such acts, in my opinion, in the rare exceptions where I believe the death penalty is warranted. And my fear is, because of our flawed system, that we put someone to death and this individual is eventually exonerated. The data's out there on mistakes. We see stories once a week, twice a week, once every 2 weeks of somebody who's been released after 15, 20, 25 years in prison, where new information has come out, or there was incompetence, there was corruption. So this is my conflict. But I think some offenses are so brutal, cruel, inhumane, that for them, I'm not saying it's a deterrent to others, because I don't think these maniacs think that way at all. Zero. It's just for that person. I know you're against it, right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. Yeah, not just for mistakes, but I don't think it's my choice, a judge's choice, a jury's choice to decide life or death.
Sure. Yep. And that's a position shared by tens of millions. If we don't have the proper drugs to do this, to end lives without extraordinary pain, then no. I don't think our society in 2023 should be lining up a horrid individual or individuals and shooting them through a firing squad. And a lot of people are going to say, and trust me, I'm taking a winding path on this. I know that. A lot of people say, well, wait a second, what's the difference? You're putting them to death. You're making this moral decision. But is that really what our country should be behind? And do we really know if this is going to hold up? There's something for me that is line crossing of an advanced civilization, of a firing squad in 2023 versus medicine, which works, which can put someone to death without shooting, you know. What's next, the guillotine? No, I'm not going to do this. So I want to hear from people on this. 651-461-9226. Am I using weird logic, Dave, where I'm saying I'm for it in these rare cases for the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst? But I'm also saying it has to be medication which just ends their life versus extraordinary pain. And the firing squad, no, this isn't Game of Thrones. This isn't a video game. This isn't what we did decades and centuries ago.
Just seems medieval, doesn't it? I mean, well beyond medieval too, but yeah.
It does.
I was reading about it last night and thinking, man, who are the, you know, that's a lot to put on people that, okay, you're going to be the one with the gun and you're going to go, you know, get out and it might be your bullet that kills the guy.
Right.
And then I thought, you know what? Sadly, there's a lot of people that would sign up for it too.
In certain parts of this country, honestly, you might get hundreds of thousands of people to sign up. Right?
Yeah. You would. Absolutely, you would.
If you're in law enforcement and you're required to do this, what an ask. I assume we're going to set up a certain division, right, where you know this is a requirement. It can't be just a random draw. Hey, Dave, it's your turn today.
Yeah.
What do you think, folks? Phone call, text, death penalty overall, Idaho joining other states and saying if the drugs aren't available, we're just going to do a firing squad. We're going to line them up. We're going to shoot them in the head and kill them. Medieval barbaric to me. As a person who thinks if we can get the medication in the rare, rare, rare case, that I still would consider death penalty. 651-461-9226. Among the texts on the death penalty topic, the death penalty is certainly not a deterrent. That does not work. I don't believe it's a deterrent. I think brutally cruel people don't think this way about, oh, that happened to this person, so I'm not going to do it. No, I just think in those rare cases, the punishment is just. But no, I am 100% out on the firing squad. Bring back public hangs. Let the bad guys see what happens to them. It's not going to have any effect. We're better than that. Just because it's old school doesn't mean it's bad. A bullet is cheap justice when you're 100% sure you have the correct evildoer. Are we ever 100% sure? That's a bit of my concern, and a lot of people raising the idea of, wait a second, if we got assisted suicide in states, if we put dogs to sleep, what's going on with the lack of medicine? I want to get to one other topic with you also, Jason, but what do you want to say about this with Idaho considering firing squads as an option?
I analyze this question this way. Would I be able to give the order for someone to open fire on another human? And my answer is no. So that's how I feel about it.
I could not either.
I've changed. I used to be pro-death penalty, and now I'm against it.
With the right medicine, I'm still for it, and it better be in minuscule amount. So COVID parents and tell them the truth. Saw this story today. Survey of 580 parents published in the Journal of American Medicine found that more than a quarter of parents reported misrepresenting their kids' COVID status or otherwise not adhering to COVID isolation protocols, typically in the name of parental freedom. Does that surprise you in any way?
Seems kind of low.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
I mean, we're selfish. Sometimes we're out of options as parents where you just hope for the best. I don't think this is like on the scale of things to be outraged. I think it's sort of understandable.
Although at the time, and as it turned out, the kid numbers were very, very, very low.
Very low.
Especially on hospitalizations, of significant hospitalizations.
And we don't think the kids were like passing it on to grandma and then grandma was dying. Like,
at the time, that was the concern.
We didn't know.
And again, you know what I guess? I guess about half.
Yeah.
We're not,
I would say,
telling the truth. You know?
We were nervous because we have, you know, Alyssa's parents live here. They're older. I don't think we misrepresented ever.
The comeback for people to be more upset would be, now, wait a second. If, hypothetically, you and Alyssa, your kids, Sam and Seth, weren't around other older individuals, hypothetically, right?
Right.
But Sam and Seth go to school. They infect my kids. My kids live with their grandparents. Aren't you being selfish?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but we're selfish. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Are you mad about this? It's hard because you have
immune compromised
child. So yeah. It's more personal.
It is more personal. I'm more matter of fact about it.
Yeah, I get it.
There are parts of my life where I'm also selfish too. I'm not here to say, whoa, I'm flawless, never make mistakes. I think we knew this at the time, and some of it, Jason, was, I don't know what else to do. And others was just arrogant. I don't care about this. I'm just going to lie. My kid's going to be fine.
Couldn't miss school. Didn't want to miss, you know, miss work, some of this stuff.
Yep.
I don't know.
Exactly.
We did our best.
What's coming up on the DeRusha Experience?
Short show today, 2 hours. I got a guy who is a business owner, a pizza man, who is a felon and has turned his life around and now is slinging pies.
Oh,
pretty cool. DeRusha Eats, Columbia Heights Pizza Man at 4 o'clock.
I like it. I'll be listening. Jason is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.